Good morning. My guest this morning is Jeanette Levitsky from the Goniffs. Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning, Roland. How you doing?
I'm doing great. But tell me about the Goniffs. I've heard that word. This is a musical group, right?
That's right. We're a musical group, and we chose our name because it's the one Yiddish word that almost every Yiddish speaker remembers.
It means a thief.
And also, we do steal our material from everywhere.
So you are going to be playing Kletzer music. Can you describe Kletzer music to our audience?
Sure. The root of the word is klei zemer. It means a vessel of song in Hebrew. And that gradually got sort of smoothed out to klezmer over the years.
Uh-huh.
We are musicians playing music from Ashkenazi Eastern Europe. The music goes back maybe a couple of hundred years, maybe more. There's not a lot of written records.
Uh-huh.
But we also are modern musicians, so we put our own twist on the music. And then I also sing in Yiddish.
Uh-huh. And play the accordion?
That's right. Attempt to play the accordion.
So the group is you on vocals and accordion, Sheldon Brown on clarinet, and Richard Saunders on bass?
That's right.
Sheldon
and Richard both have roots in the klezmer revival that started around the Bay Area in the 70s.
Really? How did that happen? I don't want to take the time of your interview, but just briefly, what happened to bring klezmer to the fore in at that time?
Well, if you remember, during the 70s, a lot of musicians were playing old country music,
right.
Bluegrass and hillbilly music, and going to the old folks to learn the tunes. And one of them, Henry Sapoznik from New York, was playing with an older gentleman who said to him, "Listen, you're Jewish. Don't you folks have any old music of your own?" And he thought, "Man, good question. I actually don't know."
Oh.
So right around that time in the 70s, a bunch of young musicians started getting NEA grants and doing research and following up with the generation of Eastern European musicians who had come from Europe, mostly during World War II, fleeing the Holocaust.
Yeah.
So it was really important that they made that connection with the last European-born klezmorim and Yiddish singers. And one of those people, Stu Brotman, who is a wonderful multi-instrumentalist based in the Bay Area, helped to found a band called the Klezmorim right here in Berkeley, where I am.
Uh-huh.
And the Klezmorim started going around to old folks' homes and synagogues and doing public events. And the music is really, it's kind of like circus music with Yiddish lyrics. It's very danceable. There's usually an oompa beat. And it turned a lot of people on.
It says here that that the music includes some Yiddish tangos.
Yes, that's right. That's sort of a fascination of mine.
Uh-huh.
Because Yiddish singers usually have to dig for new songs that everybody hasn't recorded before. And in the process of digging, I discovered these songs, mostly collected by Ruth Rubin, who in 1948 took this new technology, the portable reel-to-reel recorder, and started recording old folks singing the songs they remembered.
Oh.
And some of those songs, it turns out, came from or were about Buenos Aires, where a lot of young Eastern European girls ended up because there was no immigration quota.
Amazing.
And there's a whole strain of, like, Argentinian Jewish cowboy music. It really has to be heard to be believed.
Will you play some of that in this show?
We will, yeah.
Well, let's tell people that this is the Goniffs playing at Congregation Ner Shalom, 85 La Plaza in Cotati, on Saturday, December 9th from 8 to 10 p.m. For information and tickets, on the telephone, 707-664-8622, online, nershalom.org. Thanks for being here and telling us all about this, Jeanette.
Thank you, Roland. It's my pleasure. I love radio.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.